I'd say we have quite a few Aboriginal students at my school in St. John, New Brunswick, like 20 or 25. I hear that's a lot for a school of 400. But my friend Jimmy says some students just don't bother saying they're Aboriginal. He says they're afraid of being bullied. I kind of understand that, but not really. Jimmy has a special card so he doesn't have to pay taxes. Jimmy's grandfather was in a residential school. He talks about it sometimes. Not when I'm there, though. My great-grandfather was in charge at the United Church when they set up some of the schools. My mom always said good things about great-grandpa. She says they did a lot of good. They taught Cree at the school. They had Cree teachers. I told this to Jimmy's grandfather once, but he didn't say anything. His eyes narrowed a bit. Then he told me some story that didn't make sense to me. Something about... I forget. I never really asked him about it. Jimmy's one of the best on the football team. I think he might be gay, although I guess it's not my place to say. One time, he told me about a man who lived on a reserve, but his house got tagged and all his windows were boarded up because all the glass got smashed. Jimmy said he thought the house must be so dark inside. Jimmy got quiet when he told me that the man was two-spirit. I'd thought that being two-spirit was seen as a good thing in Aboriginal culture. Well, that's what the people from the Sexual Health Center said when they came to our school. Jimmy's grandfather said something about governance. Yeah, that's it. And how a lot of bands are messed up. I've always thought that it would be kind of cool to be Aboriginal. Live in the wilderness. I used to love canoe tripping. I wonder why Jimmy doesn't go on many canoe trips.